supernatural and the supernormal, dramatizing the fantasies and the terrors of the unknown. We tell you this frankly, so if you wish to avoid the excitement and tension of these imaginative plays, hear it you humbly but sincerely. Turn off your radio now.
Welcome back to The Horror. Thanks for joining me again this Saturday. More old-time radio of the horror variety. We're going to hear this time from Quiet Please, a horror science fiction series written by Willis Cooper. Aired for 106 episodes between June of 1947 and June of 1949, all starring Ernest Chappell. The episode we'll hear today is titled Little Fellow. It first aired December 17th, 1947.
Quiet Please. Quiet, please. The Mutual Broadcasting System presents Quiet, Please, which is written and directed by Willis Cooper and which features Ernest Chappell. Quiet, Please for tonight is called Little Fellow.
I could do something you can't do. I can walk under a table. No, I mean standing up straight. Well, you got a table? I'll show you. You're not looking in the right place. Down here. See? 2 feet 3 inches, that's me. Major Theobald J. Arkwright, the smallest man in the world. With capital letters, the smallest man in the world. For 25 cents, a quarter of a dollar, 5 thick nickels, you can come and stand and gawk at me like all the other folk-sized goons. And snicker at the cute little man on the platform. And ask the dumbest questions in the world. And I have to smirk back at you and be polite when I give the $802 I got in my grouch bag to brain each and every one of you. Preferably with a sponge. Man, it'd take longer that way. So I can walk under a table. Hot stuff, huh? Yeah, but what the heck, it's a living, isn't it? I got a job while you birds have to think twice whether you spend the 2 bits to take a gander at me or save it for a loaf of bread for tonight's supper. So don't laugh at the midget fellas. You look just as funny to me as I do to you. You know what I mean? I got friends, see? Now stack mine up against yours. Like Darling, for instance. Hey, Darling.
What?
Feed the folks, Darling.
Not to the folks.
Lovable people, Darling.
Snucker.
Darling loves practically everybody.
I live off a snucker.
Well, that's what I said. Darling's a magician, pal. Darling saws ladies in half. And boy, would I give a quarter to see him saw some of you gals in half. Not in little bitsy pieces. Some of you dames would stand in front of my platform and leer at me and whisper and tee-hee and grin at me with your great big ugly mouth. Yeah. Now give a flock of quarters for that, Darling. Okay, so I sound better, huh? Well, Palfy, how would you sound if practically everybody you know is 3 times as big as you? Take it easy. I'm not going into my song and dance for you. Just you think about it sometime while you're resting. It'll give you the willies. Yeah, midget's got no dignity. You get introduced to a full-sized character and he giggles when he shakes your hand. You do it, too. Yeah? Did you ever read Gibbon's Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire? Well, I did. You write poetry? Well, I do. And I get it published. Publisher doesn't know I'm a midget. You got 14 suits of clothes? Well, I have. All right, I said I wouldn't gripe, only... Hey, gosh, it'd be something to be able to look a beautiful girl in the eye sometime. Without tilting your head back like you're gaping at that thing on top of the Empire State. Looking her in the eyes and not have her put on that silly smile girls keep for puppies and kittens and cute babies. You know what I mean? I guess you don't. Well, hand me the cigar box, darling. Then take one yourself. These are Corona Belindas, pal. These 60 cents a copy. What do you smoke?
I know what's griping you, Major.
You think you do, huh, darling?
Girl trouble.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's none of your business, bud.
Who is it?
Did I say something about your business?
Jennifer.
Lay off of Jennifer.
Jennifer's a nice girl, mate.
I think so.
Being a fat lady ain't a bad racket.
Yeah, you get to sit down a lot.
She in love with you, too?
What's this love stuff?
Answer the question.
So if she is, so what?
She's a nice kid.
Also, she's about 10 times as big as me.
Would you marry her? You was her size?
Huh? Well, I would want to be a little bit taller, darling.
Sure. Say, like 3 times as tall as you are now.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, shut up. I'm a midget. I'm going to stay a midget.
Yeah.
I wish there was something to this here magic racket of yours.
You mean?
Huh. I'd have you make a magic pass in Alakazam on full size.
Yeah.
About the only way I'd ever get to be.
That's right.
So let's talk about something else, huh?
You're really in love with Jennifer, huh, mate?
For the record, darling, I am beating my brains out about her.
You love it.
Yes, I do. Now, shut up.
Mate, I'm gonna do something for you.
For how much, though?
For free.
Let me up, I'm choking.
This here thing is an ancient Egyptian genuine scarab.
$1.40 a gross from Mills Brothers.
This is legit magic, Major. This is an ornament from the royal robes of Cleopatra, the beauteous Cyrene of the Nile, handed down from father to son in an unbroken generation from the days of the pharaoh.
Here's your dime, I'll buy it.
It's yours, Major. You use it.
What's it for?
You get 3 wishes with it.
You get your 3?
Yep.
What was they?
Never mind what they were. You use it. It's yours.
Okay, thanks, darling.
I wouldn't give that thing to everybody, Major.
Okay, you want
to
play some poker?
Be careful with that thing.
Said you want to play some poker?
Listen, lay that thing on the table there where you can't reach it.
Why?
You think I'm going to play poker with a guy that's got 3 wishes in his mitt? How stupid can you get?
Well, anyway, it's a pretty night. Better be a pretty night after dropping $46 to that old bet. I should play poker. I should play marbles or something. Eh, nuts. I'm going to sit down and smoke a cigar and look at the moon. Yeah. Oh, boy, Jennifer. Oh, Jennifer. Gosh, if I was only a full-size guy. No use wishing, though. Jennifer, baby, if I was a full-size guy, I could get a job, and I wouldn't have to have people staring at me all day and all night. And I'd earn enough dough so you wouldn't have to be a fat lady anymore. We'd have such a swell time. Fat girl and a midget. Terrific breakfast. Ah, nuts. Oh, golly, look at that moon. I sure wish Jennifer was here. Jennifer!
Ouch.
Well, where did you come from?
What? Oh, Major. I was sound asleep. And all of a sudden, boom, here I am.
Oh, I didn't see you coming. Did you walk in your sleep, darling?
What? Oh, my goodness, my nightgown.
Well, you freeze to death. Here, take my coat.
I'll put it over my head. Oh, my goodness, I don't know how I got here.
No kidding, darling?
No kidding. I'm asleep, and then I'm here. Oh, what a bump. Good thing I'm well padded.
Oh, you poor darling.
Well, I gotta go back. I can't sit here on the beach in my nightgown, for heaven's sake.
No, certainly not. No, indeed, Jennifer. You catch your death of cold or something, darling.
Yes, I gotta go back.
I'll walk you back, darling.
This here is the most mysterious thing I ever heard of.
Gee, I'll say it is. Shall I walk you back?
Oh, goodness, no. What would people think if they'd seen me and you walking along the beach in my nightgown?
Yeah. Well, gee,
Well, pardon me, dearest. I must have been somnambulizing.
Yeah.
What?
I was just thinking of something lovable.
Do you love me?
Huh?
I said, do you love me?
Implicitly, dearest.
I love you also. Good night, little fellow.
Good night, 400 pounds of sweetness.
402.
Oh, lovable. Congratulations.
It's my new diet. Good night.
Good night, dear.
I still wish I knew what happened.
It was a pleasure, Dumpling.
Sir?
Listen, dear, before you go, just one question. If I was a full-sized fella like, would you marry me?
I'd marry you right now, sugar, the size you are. I love you, sweetable.
No. If I was like 7 foot high.
Oh, boy. Kiss Mama goodnight.
Good night, honey.
Good night, baby.
Oh, boy, what a girl. Oh, boy, what a girl. Oh, boy, what a girl. Oh. Now, listen. Maybe that was an accident. Maybe Jennifer was walking in her sleep. But if she was, she sure arrived with a bang. Could it be? You suppose it could be? Well, by golly, if it was, sure, Cleopatra's gimmick in my pocket. Okay, Cleo, let's see how magic you are. Wait a minute, I better get out of here in the open where I won't bump anything if it works. Okay. Now, I wish I was 3 times as big as...
Hey, look at me. I'm 7. Hey, my clothes. I exploded right out of them.
Hey, who's that?
It's me, darling.
Who?
Jennifer.
What are you doing running around this time of night?
I've been somnambulating.
You have?
I was asleep, and all of a sudden, boom, I'm sitting on the beach alongside the major. In my nightgown, yes.
What are you talking about?
I'm telling you the truth, darling. I never walked in my sleep before, neither.
Did that idiot waste one wish?
Sir?
You wasn't walking in your sleep, Jennifer.
Well, I never did before.
You didn't this time, neither.
I didn't. How did I get out there, then?
He wished you there.
Sir? I mean, are you crazy?
No. That's what happened, Jennifer.
I'm crazy?
It's magic, sweetheart.
What kind of magic, darling?
Little thing I gave the major.
Yeah?
Genuine Egyptian scare rat, handed down from father to son since the times of the pharaohs. Used to be Cleopatra.
Yeah?
Yep. Get 3 wishes with it, eh? He wished you was there. You was there. How do you like that?
Aha.
How?
Aha. That's what he was talking about, asking me if I'd marry him if he was full size.
That's what I give it to him, bro. To wish himself up, see? Gesundheit. You better go in.
I'm going. And I'm going to get dressed. And I'm going to go find the major and watch him wish.
I hope it'll work.
Oh, gee, I better hurry up.
Gesundheit.
Hey, darling.
Huh?
Is she gone?
She went down the hall to her room.
Good.
What's the matter? your voice.
I'm freezing to death.
Well, come on inside.
Why, I can't unless your jersey's gone.
Why?
Why, I exploded right out of my clothes.
You what? All right, come on, she's gone.
No,
well, dog. What?
Well, I just said I wish I was three times as big.
Don't say it.
Huh?
It didn't work that time. Hey, why didn't it work?
Well, how could it? I ain't got it.
Huh?
Well, I told you I busted out of my clothes, didn't I? Heck, they're in a million pieces down there on the beach, and the gimmick's with them. Lend me a bathrobe, will you?
Goodness, where is he? Where can he be? It's so dark. Oh, Major. Major. Yeah. We were right here by this palm tree once. Oh, there's so many palm trees. Oh, goodness, I did catch cold. Major. Oh, where in the world is he? No. No. Couldn't be here. Ouch! Oh, I keep sinking down into the sand so far. Major, where are you? Oh, heavens, here's where we were. I can tell. I remember this palm tree. Oh, I fell in a hole. Oh, that's where I landed before. Now, where is he? Major. Major, where are you, little fella? What are all these rags here? My gracious, you suppose some fish could have had him? Oh, and left all his clothes here in rags. Oh, heavens. Oh, my goodness, what's this now? Looks like an iron beetle. Oh, he dropped the genuine Egyptian scarab that was handed down from all the pharaohs and Cleopatra and stuff. Oh, golly, he didn't get to wish. Heavens, I can't bend over to see these rags. Oh, no, he'd be wearing his suit. He went back to the boarding house to wish, and he forgot his wisher. Oh, my gracious, I know what I'll do. Oh, goody, goody, goody. I'll make his wish for him. Oh, boy, will he be surprised. Oh, my darling, little fella. Now you're going to be a big man. Oh, I wish he was... 4 times as big as he is.
What happened, darling?
My gosh! You expanded, Major!
My goodness.
Well, hey, pull your feet out of the window and let's see what... Good golly, boy!
Look, I busted the window.
Well, it's a wonder you didn't bust down the whole house.
Yeah.
My gracious, I never seen such a big man in all my days.
Well, all of a sudden I growl.
Oh, Jiminy Cricket.
Look at me.
Well, for... How did you do it?
I didn't do a darn thing. I was just standing here in Kabungal. I'm here in the room and outside, folks.
I hope nobody heard it. We'll have the cops.
You and your magic. I could bust your nose.
Hey, no, don't hit me, Major. Don't hit me. You're squashing.
Well,
Major, listen.
Don't call me Major anymore. I got promoted.
Huh?
Listen, unfix this, darling.
I can't unfix it, Major. Colonel?
General. Why can't you?
I had all my three wishes. Besides, I ain't got the gimmick.
Well, somebody must have it.
Huh?
Somebody wished me this big.
Jennifer.
Huh?
I told Jennifer about the gimmick. She said she was going to go out and find you again and what you wish.
Well, then, she must have found it and what?
That must be it.
Well, all we got to do is find her and have her wish me back to where I was.
Sure, let's go look for her.
Ah, good grief, darling. I can't get out of the room. I'm pretty near 30 feet high.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Go get her quick, will you? I'm all cramped up. Heck, I can't stand this. This is worse than bad imagine.
Well, Move your hands, then. I can't open the door.
Stop it. Who's that?
Is that you, darling? Is the major there?
Well, part of him is.
Oh, my goodness.
That's your dog. I can't wiggle.
Oh, he's been enlarged. Oh, darling, what's happened to you?
Nothing's happened to me, Jennifer.
No, I mean my darling. What's darling been doing to you, darling?
Listen, Popcorn Ball. Did you find a little thing like a beetle out there on the beach? If that's where you've been?
Yes, I was.
Did you?
I'm getting confused.
What's that thing in your hand?
Oh, the iron beetle. It's the wishing thing.
Yeah. Well, listen, honey bun. Did you make any wishes?
Well, I only wished you to be four times as big as you was, dearable.
Yes, but I was already three times as big as I was.
You're confusing me again.
Well, listen, honey, I wish myself first, and then you wish me. Give me the thing. I got one more wish to get back to normal.
You got two?
No, I wished you out there on the beach with me, see?
Oh.
Give me the gimmick, darling. It's the... I'm all crapped up.
Oh, goodness, yes, sweetheart, you take it. And wish quick, will you? I don't like you very well this way. You holler so.
Just lay it in his hand, Jennifer.
Yes, goodness, here.
Oh, boy. Stand back, everybody. I wish I was back to normal size again.
Oh, look. You're a midget again. Oh, Major.
Now look what we've done. You, darling, what kind of dirty magic is it?
Gracious, I don't know, Major. Only I think you ought not to have said normal size. This is your normal size.
Oh, boy, I am a dead pigeon.
Oh, no, darling.
Right back where I started. Gee, Jennifer, I'm sorry.
I love you, Major.
Yeah, but you don't want to marry a midget.
Oh, Major, it's so confusing.
You and your magic, darling.
I told you to be careful of the three wishes, Major. I told you. You remember that?
Here, Jennifer, take this darn thing and throw it away.
Oh, golly. Gosh, I wish I was a midget, too.
Oh, Jennifer.
Oh, Major, where are you?
Oh, you're all tangled up in your dress, sweetheart. Wait, I'll help you. There.
Oh, Major, at last, we're both the same size. Isn't it wonderful?
Do you think so, Jennifer?
Oh, I love it, dearest of all. How I look.
Oh, well, you look wonderful to me. Oh, but sweet potato, you're a midget.
Oh, I know it. And I love it.
Well, if you don't like it or something, Jennifer, you still got one wish left, you know.
Oh, gracious, I have, haven't I?
Oh, Jennifer, you're not... You're
give
not...
me the gimmick.
Oh, Jennifer.
I wish we were married right this minute.
Where are the people that wanted to get married?
Huh? Who are you, mister?
Why, I'm a justice of the peace. And by a strange coincidence, I happen to have a marriage license in my pocket. Now, where are these people, if you please?
We're down here, mister. Hey, look. We can do something you can't do. We can walk under a table.
Quiet, Please, which is written and directed by Willis Cooper. The major was Ernest Chappell. And Betty Gard played Jennifer, Lon Clark was Darling, and the justice of the peace was Pat O'Malley. Music for Quiet, Please is composed and played by Albert Berman. Albert April is our sound technician. Now for a word about next week's Quiet, Please, here is our writer-director, Willis Cooper.
It would certainly be a great surprise to all of us, including myself, if we didn't have a Christmas story for next week. This one has a somewhat unusual setting. It's Berlin, 1945.
And so, until next week at this time, I am quietly yours, Ernest Chappell. Quiet, Please came to you from New York.
That's going to do it for this episode of The Horror. I will be back Wednesday with another horror favorite for you. In the meantime, there's more old-time radio at relicradio.com. All the shows are there. Past episodes, links to our forum, Facebook page, our Shoutcast stream, and our donate button if you'd like to help support it all. big thanks to those who have helped keep us going here, and thank you for joining me today. Talk to you again Wednesday with another episode of The Horror.